In July 2005, the five youths broke into the Waswaganeen Ojibwe village. According to the owners, Nick and Charlotte Hawkins, the gift shop, a smokehouse, and some wigwams were vandalized and burned, causing more than $30,000 worth of damage. The boys were eventually arrested and charged. The criminal report revealed they had been drinking and talking about how much they disliked Native Americans prior to the incident. While many tribal members urged the Hawkins to throw the book against the vandals, the couple decided to give them an option they call restorative justice. Charlotte Hawkins says the youths can do 250 hours of community service on the reservation, read books about racial prejudice, undergo alcohol abuse counseling, and do school presentations about the crime and their racist views about Indians. Hawkins says this can provide them a more constructive experience than one behind bars.
We're trying this as a wonderful thing for the boys and their families have been very grateful, and the boys have been most apologetic, and we're looking forward to working with them and seeing how their futures are going to turn out. I'd like to see what they're going to be like in 10 years.
The five teens are expected to plead no contest and formally accept the Hawkins restorative justice option in a court appearance scheduled for May 30th. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.